this past weekend that was like the new it spot for meeting people.
Oh, okay, hold on a second. Are you out there trying to meet someone?
No!
Is there something we should know here?
No.
Okay.
That's the thing. She's like, she's not either. She's married.
Yeah, she's married.
I guess, like, maybe I should say this differently. It's for a whole bunch of people. If you're married or you're not married, it's like a place where people all hang out. It just so happened that the people beside me were on a date. You know, like, it's kind of like a hangout, but a healthy hangout. So it's a hot, it's saunas and cold plunges.
Really?
Yeah.
So you go there.
Yeah.
Saunas and cold. This sounds like one of those.
No.
Crazy.
No.
Sex something.
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Oh.
No. Like it's actually for people who I think just want to be healthy. They don't want to drink. You know, they don't want to spend all night at a bar. So instead, they go to this place. This is like in Yorkville.
So it's not like a bar.
No.
With alcohol. So you go there and have
like a juice area near there.
Okay. Got it.
It's super not my vibe.
Is it like a gym? Like, do people work out?
Nobody works out.
So
it's like they spend 20 minutes in the sauna, and then some people who work there come around in like bathing suits and towels, and they fan you.
Okay, wait a second.
This does not sound good.
We might need to do a field trip later today to check it out.
This does not, this sounds weird, but they do.
Okay.
And you, and then they have like these snowballs that they bring into the sauna, and it goes up in mist, and there's like scents and incense and music. Like there's actually, it sounds like a boom, boom, boom music in the sauna.
Yeah.
So I'm there. Okay, I'm there. I'm feeling totally out of place. This is not my vibe. I don't know what's happening. I go to the cold plunge because that's what you do, which I have not done a cold plunge. I don't think I've ever done.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Have you not?
No, I've seen Donnie Wahlberg, we were talking about earlier. They do, when they're on tour, the new kids, Joey, they do that.
This is
for each show.
David's best friend, Donnie.
Well, no, I'm not the best friend. Yeah, but yeah, no, so I've never been in one, but just a few weeks ago when they were here.
Yeah.
They were doing it. And I was watching them, and I don't think I could do it.
Well, this is the thing. Like, I didn't realize it was such a thing. Like, I thought, oh, you just go in, it's cold, and you just and then you get out. Like, I didn't know that it actually can affect people in weird ways.
Yes.
Right. Well, a long time ago, before I had kids, I had a cold allergy. Like, I actually, my skin had an allergy to cold, and then I had kids, and it just went away. Well, I kind of forgot about that going into the cold plunge. Went in there. Had an allergic reaction in front of all these really, cool Yorkville people. Ran out. Had to, like, run around the place looking for an EpiPen.
Oh, my God.
Which I never used.
So it never went away. You thought it went away, the allergy,
but
it's back.
You know what? I don't know if this is the thing. I mean, someone can tell us. Maybe when you have a baby, maybe, like, the allergy can just disappear and then it can come back again. I don't know how the body works.
Yeah.
You have allergies, do you not?
Yeah, I have allergies like cats and dust and pollen and all that stuff.
Like, normal.
I take an allergy pill every day. I take an Allegra every day.
But
and
you
it
have
helps.
Like normal allergies.
But I don't have that.
You
don't. My youngest son, actually, now that I think about it, when he's out in the cold too long and he comes in and we take off his coat and everything, he's got like a rash on his body.
So he's got hives.
From the cold, yeah.
This
hives.
Is actually the thing.
Yeah.
So for me, it starts on my knuckles and then it can move up. And I've read that like you can actually need EpiPen like I ran around to get because it can cause all kinds of different reactions in your body.
Did you ever get the EpiPen or did
no,
it just kind of
went
away?
And I look like a crazy maniac running around the place with all these really, really, you know, interesting people. And then there was me.
Yeah, don't go back to that place again.
Although, Simone and I,
we might want to go check it out. For research purposes.
You should check it out. There's like five of them in the city, and they're the new it things, these cold and hot plunges in Toronto.
Do you want to say the name or no?
I mean, I could.
What is it?
It's called Othership.
Othership.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know the girls in the social?
Yeah.
They all go there. They're all there every day.
Oh, we're going to go there.
Yeah.
We're all going there together. Little social chum field trip.
Yeah, you guys can go.
Okay.
Watch.
Hey, it's 6:56. Beat the Bank coming up in 4 minutes. We're going to announce a name. If you haven't signed up to try to win money, do it now. Chum1045.com. It's going to be another nice day today. It's sunny, sun, some clouds, high of 21 today. It's 11 right now. Traffic brought to you by the Princess Margaret Home Lottery. It's your time to win the $7.4 million grand prize, a King City show home, plus $500,000 in cash with over 16,000 incredible prizes to win. Buy now at PrincessMargaretLotto.com.
We had a vehicle fire on the northbound side of the 400 through Teston, which has since cleared out of the way. Southbound 410 looks like it's starting to improve. heading towards Williams Parkway. There was a problem kind of sticking into the right lane, but it looks like it's now mostly off to the shoulder. Haven't heard of any other major live lane issues around the GTA. United Way needs your help fighting poverty in the greater Toronto area any way they can. Learn how your donation can make a difference at UnitedWayGT.org. From the News Talk 1010 Traffic Center, I'm Lisa Morales on Chum 104.5.
Chum 104.5.
CHUM. Chum. An iHeart Radio station.
The Marilyn Dennis Show. With Toronto's best music.